This is Insight on Business, the News Hour for Wednesday, September 25. I'm Michael Libby, and thank you for being here. Today, along with the business news of the day, the Wall Street Journal report, stocks of local interest, and a report from agriculture, we'll visit with Ron Hagen of Westside Auto Pro about converting your car from gasoline to propane. Seriously? Then we'll visit with Bob Oliver from Bob Oliver Heating and Air Conditioning about the world of HVAC, the business world of HVAC, and getting tuned up for winter. After we round the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking to the co-founders of VenueFox, a brand new startup that focuses on event planning. In studio with us will be Andrea Hansen and Jared Mullenhauer. We'd love it when we can bring you the news and the backstory of startups. VenueFox, next half hour. If you've got a comment or a question before, during, or after the news hour, let's connect on Twitter. That stream is IOB_newshour, and we're looking at our screen right now. We're back with the top business stories of the day, right after weather and traffic. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Over the next 2 years. Yesterday's Wells Fargo announcement means that since July 18, the company has laid off and or eliminated over 5,800 jobs nationwide. Meanwhile, in Ankeny, New American Brewing Company is in the process of building a very small-scale nano brewery in the city. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Bob Oliver, and we're going to be talking about heating, cooling, air conditioning, and all those other good things. Stick around. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Support for Insight on Business, the News Hour, comes from the Kramer Law Firm of West Des Moines, the Fireplace Superstore of Urbandale, and RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 14 and a half minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. If you're just punching out of work, well, you're 15 minutes late. What are you doing? Trying to get OT? If you're driving home today, be careful out there. Interstate 235 always westbound is a mess. It's kind of like a parking lot on most days. We're going to pivot and visit with Bob Oliver from Bob Oliver Heating and Air Conditioning. Welcome, Bob. I saw you this afternoon, as a matter of fact. You were on ABC5, WOI, doing some great public service things, talking about carbon dioxide detectors. Dangerous stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Michael. You bet. Carbon monoxide, one of the leading killers when it comes to improper furnaces, water heaters in our home.
Yeah, that and you can't smell the stuff. You know, it just kind of it gets you before you know it.
It does. It's an odorless gas, and it's part of a combustion in everybody's home, right, and something that people aren't always aware of. Do I have one? Do I need to? How often do I need to change them? Different things like that.
Yeah, I know. You know, we. I have to tell you this story because you're an HVAC guy, you'll appreciate it. We owned a farmhouse years ago, and it had this heating system that was in the walls. It had these furnace deals in the walls, and they were run by propane. And I remember we bought this place, and it was an old place. We were renovating and doing all this stuff, and we decided just on happenstance to go out and get a carbon monoxide detector. And thank God we did, because we plugged that thing in, fired up the heaters in the house, and it wasn't 45 minutes before that thing went off with a loud shriek, you know? So there was all kinds of issues with those kinds of things. So if you don't know you have it, you know, it could be deadly. So finding how do people get one of those things?
Well, you know, you can go into a box store like the Home Depot and buy one, or you can get a tune and clean from Bob Oliver Heating and Air, and we have them. In fact, we're offering right now to install yours or sell you one and install it for free during a tune and clean. The big things that we look at when you're buying them is what are you looking for? Most of the units out there have what they start at 30 parts per million. Now, mind you, Mid-American usually shuts you down when you're 3 parts per million. So those are levels that we see that maybe aren't in the best degree of, you know, health-wise, and
sure,
and what you get under 30 parts per million isn't going to kill you, but it can definitely set off headaches, different
right,
degree of things that are happening that, you know, someone that doesn't have one in their home
so is
might
that
be
a,
having
is
today.
That a tune and clean that can take care of this?
Yeah, tune and clean can take that care of that. What we do with the tune and clean is we come out, and on your furnace, we're going to do a combustion analysis. So how well is your gas burning, the fuel in it, and does it have raw gas that's getting out and in the air, and then we're going to check the airborne you know, part of the air to make sure it doesn't have carbon monoxide.
Sure.
As well as just do temperature checking and make sure that the unit's well for the winter.
Yeah, and now that we're getting into winter, we've just passed the first day of autumn, and it's that kind of a time where people ought to be thinking about this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's going to sneak up on us because we've had higher temperatures in September, and that's what happens. You know, to my word, we're probably looking at our first frost anywhere within 2.5 weeks into October.
Bob Oliver, Bob Oliver Heating and Air Conditioning is our guest for this portion of Insight on Business. HVAC's a pretty competitive business, isn't it?
It is a competitive business.
Yeah, yeah. How do you stay on top?
You know, I stay on top because I'm a fourth generation of my family. I've been doing it since I was 10, so I know everything about what my customers love, what they don't like, the important things that make a business good and making customers happy.
Energy rebates still going on?
Yeah, we've got a lot of energy rebates going on for different types of equipment in the home. There's going to be some new programs coming out, whether it's ductwork, insulation for ductwork. But yeah, they're out there. They're always something that's an advantage.
Great. And Bob Oliver Heating and Air Conditioning, and you guys are out in West Des Moines.
We are. We're located out in West Des Moines.
Right. And how's business been?
Business has been good for us. I mean, we're not the biggest company in town, but we have what we call the highest core values. We also do all the work with the Home Depot stores. And so a lot of our customers are going in the Home Depot where we have a lot of good financing for them, project loans and stuff. And so we have a lot of opportunity to serve a lot of people.
Excellent. Bob Oliver, Bob Oliver Heating and Air Conditioning, thanks for stopping by and having a little conversation with us about your business. You know, that's one of the things we like to do. Thank you for your support, by the way, of the NewsHour. It's really important because you and several other companies just like you, before they even heard the first broadcast, they said, you know, I think we're going to get on to something where people are talking and celebrating business and you know, rather than political craziness. You know, we're here to talk about and celebrate economic development and business and the good stuff that goes on in the metro. And sadly, we get a couple of bad stories like job reductions from time to time too. But thank you very much for your support. Bob Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Oliver Heating and Air Conditioning in West Des Moines, spending some time with us talking about his job. We'll be right back. I think we're going to pivot and we're going to bring Ron in from Westside Auto Pros. We're going to talk about moving other gas things. Can you believe it? This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.
Support for Insight on Business, the NewsHour, comes from Mr. B Clothing of Clive, the Warren County Economic Development Corporation of Indianola, and West Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you here. It's 22 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock on this, the 25th day of September, 2013. Welcome back to the NewsHour. Should your business have news you want to share with us, it's easy to do that. All you have to do is drop us an email. It's iobnewsroom@gmail.com. That's iobnewsroom@gmail.com. And if you've got comments or questions for the NewsHour, we monitor Twitter. That's iob_NewsHour before, during, and yep, even after the broadcast. We never sleep. You know the voice in the face. Ron Haugen is Westside Auto Pro. He's our guest. He's got some interesting news about moving away from gasoline into propane for your vehicle. Welcome to the NewsHour, Ron. Nice to see you again.
Hey, it's great to see you, Michael.
See, this guy has one of the most distinctive voices in broadcasting.
I can't hide from it.
No, I know. You know, I can't either. I can't even make an obscene phone call in this town. it's something else. You know, you really are everywhere. You do a lot of marketing, a lot of advertising. I see you with our friends at Great Day, Jason Parkin and his crew over there at the TV station. So you're always on. You're always around. And is that part of the reason that you guys have been so successful is because you market so aggressively?
Well, I think that is part of it. You know, it creates top-of-mind awareness. Mm-hmm. And that's really all we're trying to do, Michael, is, you know, if someone has a problem with their car, I want them to remember me. So if I'm in their face all the time, wherever they turn, hopefully they'll remember me.
And you are. I mean, you're doing billboards, you're doing TV, you're doing radio. And so we're pleased, by the way, to have you on with us here at the NewsHour. You've grown substantially over the years.
We have.
Yeah. And what's been the biggest driver? Is it customer satisfaction? Because I got to tell you, and I'm not shilling for you, Ron. You could do that on your own. I'm not shilling for you, but I have seen the number of positive comments that are out there on your website and on Google about the service that people have gotten from Westside Auto Pros. Is that the other part of the reason that you're
going? I think that's probably the key reason is, you know, the top of mind awareness, which is something that we can create through marketing and spending money. But you can't buy happiness, I guess, so to speak. And so we try really hard. We've got a good crew and we try hard and we focus on customer service and taking care of people. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're humans. And if you come to us enough time and give me a chance, we are going to screw up. We are going to make a mistake, but just tell us and we'll take care of it. And that's part of it because, you know, people tend to refer other people to you.
Sure.
And like you said, you know, the Google reviews, we have more Google reviews than any auto service provider in the city of Des Moines, and they're not all good. When someone's mad, they're gonna talk about us.
Nah.
and we expect that, but but we also tell people if you're upset or dissatisfied with us, just tell us so we can fix it.
One of the things we'd like to do, Ron, in the future is do an Ask Ron kind of a thing, you know,
sure.
where we have you come in and we'll get three or four different questions from our listeners about their vehicles and then maybe put you to the test and see what you do, you know.
Bring it on.
All right.
I'm all about it. Bring it on.
Hey, we've been teasing this thing. What is this whole deal about turning from gasoline to propane for your car?
Well, it's actually gasoline to natural gas.
Natural gas.
Yeah, and they refer to it as CNG, compressed natural gas, and it's the same gas that comes into your house and
sure.
runs your furnace. You
sure.
get it from MidAmerica Energy. And it's not new technology. It's been around since the 1940s. But it's finally starting to catch on in the United States and even more so in Iowa to convert vehicles to natural gas. Manufacturers are even producing vehicles that are dual fuel. They'll run on natural gas or on gasoline. Honda makes a car. GM and Dodge make some of their work vehicles. You can order them that way, pre-converted.
So can you retrofit a car?
Absolutely. I can retrofit any vehicle on the road, 1996 and newer. I drove down here on natural gas. I've got almost 8,000 miles on my vehicle since I changed
really?
It to natural gas.
Now, where do you go to get natural gas to your vehicle?
That is the million-dollar question.
You just run a hose out of the water heater.
You know, I wish it was that easy. I wish it was, but you know, right now in the metro area, as far as a public fueling facility, we do have an option at the BP station at the Grimes exit.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the Quick Trip, they have a public pump where you can go refuel for natural gas. Coming this next year, I've been told, I haven't confirmed it, but I've been told that Come and Go is going to install a public fueling pump somewhere in the metro area. Up in Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Quick Trip's already got two of them in that they're operating. So they're
so
starting.
It's coming.
It is. And what's going to drive this, Michael, is the over-the-road trucking companies. Because Cummins now makes a natural gas engine for semi-tractors. And some of the Conway-ordered semi-tractors, Werner, the big blue trucks out
sure.
of Omaha, have some now. And as the over-the-road trucking companies go to natural gas, you'll see the truck stops, the Flying J's, the Loves, those type of places will be forced to put in infrastructure to fuel it. But the most bang for the buck is to put in your own fueling station. I put one in at my shop, at my business, and it's an appliance. It's a compressor, and it hooks up to the MidAmerica gas line that comes in, and it will refuel my vehicle. Now, it takes longer. You know, a public fueling station has a large compressor,
sure.
and it can fuel really fast, just like gasoline. The one that you would put in at your business or at your home is going to take longer. It's what they call slow fill. So it's going to take more time to fuel it, but you're not paying any middleman or any markup on the natural gas. I'm getting it straight from MidAmerica, and it's going right into my truck.
So we've talked about one of the downsides, and the downside is finding pumps, you know, to go ahead and do this, or you put one in yourself.
Correct.
But what are the upsides?
Well, the upsides are cost. So as an example, I think right now the street price of gasoline is
$3.28 today.
Yeah, $3.28 today. At a public fueling station right now, it is $1.79 to $1.99.
And what about mileage, though?
Mileage is the same.
Really?
It's the same as gasoline. And if I fuel up out of my own slow fill or time fill station, I'm below 80 cents a gallon.
Okay, here's the $65,000.
Now there is an upside. I'm below 80 cents a gallon.
Okay, what about maintenance of the vehicle? Everything works the same?
You cannot, if and I'm going to put a disclaimer here, if the right kit is properly installed, which we elected to use a kit that's manufactured in Italy, a company called Zavoli. And I went over there for training. I've got their software training, so I can control and fine tune the kit. If it's properly installed, you can tell no difference whatsoever. And I show people all the time, I'll start my truck up, cause it's a dual fuel. So it still runs on gasoline. So when we were talking about the lack of infrastructure, if you run out of natural gas, it automatically changes back to gasoline. But I've showed people, I've started my vehicle on gasoline and I've switched it over to natural gas, and you cannot see it switch. You can hear the difference in the tone of the injectors, but the engine doesn't even stumble.
Amazing. So round figures, what's it going to cost to do this, to reconvert?
It's going to depend on the vehicle. Yeah. I mean, I did a really nice job with a conversion on my own vehicle, and it to retail that to someone else would be about $6,500. Hmm. Now, here's the advantage of the kits that we use. A lot of companies make conversion kits, but it's vehicle specific. So if you get it for a 2010 Ford pickup, it fits a 2010 Ford pickup. The kit that we use, because I can go in and configure the software, I can put the same kit I put on my truck on your car. I can put it on a Volvo. I can put it on a Chevrolet vehicle. So once you buy the kit and the tank, you can move it around from vehicle to vehicle. It's very attractive to companies that have fleets.
Sure, fleet, yeah.
Exactly, because they use a lot of gas, so they're going to save a lot of money, as well as, you know, let's say that a vehicle is in an accident or they replace a vehicle. Well, now it's just the cost of moving the kit over to another vehicle. They still have it.
Ron Hogan, ladies and gentlemen, Westside Auto Pros. Interesting stuff, going from gasoline to natural gas and having Mid-American fill it up rather than come and go. That's kind of interesting. It really is. Thanks for coming by.
You're really welcome. Glad to be here.
I hope you come back.
I will.
All right. Ron Hogan, ladies and gentlemen, he is Westside Auto Pros. It's great to have him in the studio. I mean, after all, he's visited every other studio in the city.
So, it was your turn.
So it's our turn. We get to have him. Thanks very much for coming in. When we come back, we're going to be having some more stuff in this next half hour. This is going to be fun. We're going to be talking about what is a venue fox a little bit later on. That should be great fun. But right now, let's check out the Wall Street Journal report right here at Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Support for Insight on Business, the News Hour, comes from Mr. B Clothing of Clive, the Warren County Economic Development Corporation of Indianola, and West Bank.
Welcome back to the News Hour. If your business has news for us, send it along to us, would you? We can be found by our email address, and that is iobnewsroom@gmail.com. That's iobnewsroom@gmail.com. And if you're flipping around our Twitter handle each and every day, before, during, and after the broadcast, and that is @IOB_NewsHour, @IOB_NewsHour. Yeah, we love bringing new talent, new people, new startups into the studio, because what that does is we just catch fire with the energy that they bring. You know, they've got these hopes and dreams and aspirations, and today is no different. We're going to make welcome the principals of a new startup called Venue Fox. With us in studio are the co-founders of Venue Fox, Andrea Hansen and Jared Mollenhauer. Welcome to the News Hour, guys. Glad to have you here.
Thanks.
Well, all right. So you got to what is a Venue Fox?
Well, Venue Fox is a website where you can find everything you need for any kind of event.
Really? Yeah.
So any kind of event could be anything from a big wedding to a kid's birthday party. And what we list are basically vendors that provide services for those events.
Got it. So most of the time in a startup situation, somebody sees a void or an opening or something that's not being currently mm-hmm. given to the public. Andrea, yeah. So what was the aha moment for you guys?
For me, it was about a year and a half ago when every day in my work life, I was getting, you know, asked to plan this meeting, do something like you know, a board retreat. We need such and such caterer. And, you know, these happen on a regular basis. I also have young children at home. They have a birthday every year. So, you know, you try to top that every year. And you need fresh ideas. And so, so in my home life and in my career, I felt like there was no place where you could just go and find one stop, one place where you could find the caterer, a florist.
I hate this cliche. I hate this cliche because it's been overused, but a one-stop shop for
it
all.
Is.
Yeah,
it's cliche, but it works.
But it does. Yeah. So this is a place where somebody can go and say, okay, look, I'm getting married to an Aborigine and I need some kind of a, you know, I need a dobros or something for the party. Is that the opportunity?
Ideally, that's the dream. That's what we want to aggregate onto the site, is everything in the site is searchable. So whatever a vendor writes in the site, it's searchable by keyword. It's searchable by categories, by topic.
So, Jared, tell me the business plan on this. So I suspect what you do is you have all these suppliers that are out there, and that you, and you got to be paid somewhere. Mm-hmm. Is the client paying you to hook things up, or are you getting a cut from the vendors? How does that work?
Well, the users who are getting on and searching for what they're looking for, they get everything for free. There's no charge to them. The folks, the revenue model is the businesses actually pay us to be on the site. So that's how that
works.
And
that's kind of easy, isn't it? Because I have to ask because this is a business show and I'm really curious. Do they then also offer you a percentage of sales, or is it just a one-time fee to be on the site?
One price, one product. That's,
there you go. That's
fee,
really simple.
Year-round presence online.
So you don't have to worry about billing and all those other kinds of things. It's just one fat fee.
Annual renewals.
Cool.
That's what we're looking for.
What are some of the ways that you folks are doing to market yourself? Now, I know I was hooked up with you by our friend Ryan Kolder, Ryan, and and several other people. So how are you marketing?
Well, the website is actually, we just launched a couple weeks ago. So right now we are, it's a lot of word of mouth. Once we start getting a few more vendors on the site, we are going to have a budget to start doing regular online marketing type things, search engine optimization, SEM, Google AdWords. And a lot of organic search results, too.
Sure. And you're also using social media because we follow each other on, on Twitter. And that is, by the way, at VenueFox, VenueFox, VenueFox. Right. Give us an idea, Jared, of your target client. Who would use your services?
Me.
Yeah.
I'm the target.
A busy mom?
A busy mom, a professional who needs to plan things in their work life. Yeah. and
brides, maybe, you know? But we don't want to just limit it to those people because people plan events all the time. They don't even know it. You know, it could be somebody trying to put together a girl's night out.
Bar mitzvah.
Correct.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Quinceañera.
Yeah.
Well, there's all
tournament.
Kinds of life events that happen that people say, "Oh, I'll use VenueFox to plan my kid's wedding." And I say to them, "You know, your kids aren't going to be married for 20 more years. Why don't you plan your birthday party using VenueFox?" I mean, we're trying to
those
bring
life
that
events,
all together.
Right. Those life events are the 30th
there's
birthday.
There's so many talented people out there that have something to offer.
Engagement parties and
exactly.
Things. Okay, so we're not going to just limit it to these big major events like weddings and birthdays and things like that. You know, Christmas parties, holiday parties, all kinds of things. And so tell me how it works, Jared. How does it work? Do I go online and I make contact with these vendors? Or?
Yeah, you can contact all these vendors. If you set up a profile, you can actually save them into your favorites. Then you can also contact them directly through our site. You can contact multiple vendors all at once as well if you want.
Got it. Jared Mullenhauer, ladies and gentlemen. So what are you doing besides VenueFox? What's your real job?
I actually bartend part-time downtown.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
It's easy. You could always tell the bartenders. They're easy to talk to, you know? Good for you. Andrea, what do you do? Is this a full-time mom gig?
No, you've got a real career. I work full-time at Unity Point Health, just up the street.
Wow.
And I've been a professional fundraiser for 15 years.
And this is what you do when you see an opening. I think it's a great idea, you know, and I love the energy of new startups when they go ahead and say, hey, look, we're going to try to make this thing happen. And what's cool about this, I think, in VenueFox is that your market isn't that huge at this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're working here in the metro area to get people engaged and utilize that, so it's manageable. at this point. So was it shoe leather then, Jared, going out to these vendors and knocking on the door and saying, hey, this is the program, cough up the coin?
A little bit of that, yeah. And we also we did a bridal show that connected us with quite a few vendors as well, and also quite a few brides. So, yeah, I mean, we're organically finding those folks right now, and it's been going pretty good.
Well, even though we're just a website, we are real people behind it.
Sure.
And we are trying to work with real people running their businesses as well and bringing it to the online space and providing visibility. But at the end of the day,
we're meeting people personally,
and creating that relationship.
Are you doing the startup scene, or you know, startup brews or startup drinks or any of those kinds of things?
Yep, we are active in the startup community.
And good technical support.
We'll have to send a few more few other people your way.
I'm active in the Des Moines Social Club, or not the Social Club, the Des Moines Social Media Club, Social Media Club of Des Moines.
Oh.
And but there are lots of opportunities to network. We just had John Thompson on yesterday. He was at Startup Drinks in West Des Moines, and where the tech community gets together and they rub shoulders and exchange ideas and those kinds of things. So that's a great way to market yourself, especially if you're looking for a certain age group. So I suspect your demographic is really all over the board, though.
There's a lot more work to do.
Well, and I love the logo.
Thank you. Very nice.
And you use QR codes on your cards, which is kind of cool. Where does that point to?
The homepage.
Oh, okay.
It takes you right to the homepage.
Not a video? I thought maybe for sure we'd do a video.
That's next. We got our YouTube channel going. We just put a video on there.
Andrea Hansen and Jared Mullenhauer in to talk about Venue Fox, ladies and gentlemen. It's a brand new startup. You want to have an event and you're just too doggone busy to plan everything out and make sure that everything flows together neatly. Why don't you give these guys a shot? It's called Venue Fox, venuefox.com. Where'd the name come from?
It popped in my head.
Yeah.
Right when I met Andrea, I don't know why or how, Venue and Fox just sounded good, and it was available online. So,
which was the more important?
Yes,
huge battle.
Yep.
Yeah, and the graphics look very nice too. Thanks so very much for coming in and talking a little bit about Venue Fox. It's a brand new startup. You want to plan a life event, or maybe something a little bit less than a life event? Make sure that you do that. Have we missed anything? You've got a list.
I think we hit everything, yeah.
How about that?
Appreciate
it. Gee whiz, that's
Thanks
pretty
for
cool.
Having us.
Thank you for coming down, Andrea. Andrea and Jared, ladies and gentlemen, they are with Venue Fox. You can find them online. If you're planning something, that's the place to start. We've got now 10 minutes before the top of the hour. CBS News comes up at 6 o'clock. When we come back, we've got more news from the business metro community. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Thanks so very much for being with us. This has been Insight on Business, the News Hour. We're here Monday through Friday from 5 until 6 o'clock with the business and economic development stories of the metro. We're so grateful that you could come along for the ride, spend a little bit of time with us, learn a bit about what's going on in the metro when it comes to business and economic developments, and share your story. If you've got a story, go ahead and share it with us. You can do that by email. It's iobnewsroom@gmail.com. That's iobnewsroom@gmail.com. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Peter Tarpe, our producer, Jimmy Olson, our technical director, Dustin Halderson, our board operator, Mary Sayer from 1350 KRNT, and me. My name is Michael Libby. Thanks for being here. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.